Getting Yerushalmi, corresponding to Getting Bavli Daf Yud Beis, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ha'imet en gezer ishti ushta shechu zel avdi, and once lachzir b'shnehem yachzir divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says if Reuven told a shliach give this get to my wife or to my slave, in either case Reuven can retract. V'chachomim b'getir noshim v'alo b'shechu yavodim, but chachomim say he can retract from getir noshim, but he cannot retract from shechu yavodim. This is because of the concept that zochin la'adam shelo b'fanav, we may do something beneficial for someone in his absence, ve'en chavin lo ela b'fanav, but we may do something detrimental to him only in front of him. The shliach can receive a get on behalf of a slave, for freedom is beneficial, because if the master wants, he doesn't need to feed the slave. But one cannot accept a get for a woman because divorce is detrimental, because if the husband does not want to feed his wife, he's not allowed. Amalehem v'ayehu poisel es abdoi min ha-truma k'shem shu poisel es ishtoi. But may I ask the Chachamim, also freedom is detrimental. If the master is a kohen, he disqualifies his slave from eating truma, just like a kohen who divorces disqualifies his wife. Amuloi mipnei shu kenyonai, the Chachamim say that that's because he is his master's acquisition, as we'll explain. Ha'ime ten get zel ishti, v'shtach shichu zel abdi, v'meif le'yinasnu la'achamisa. Reuven said, give this get to my wife, and this get shichu to my slave, and Reuven died, we don't give them after death. Tenu mana le'ish ploini, v'meif, yitnu la'achamisa. But if he said, give 100 zuz to ploini, and he died, we do give it after death. And the Gemara says, kol asa at ama ten, the Gemara asks that everywhere you say give is like bring, means he doesn't intend that the shliach acquire for the recipient, and here you say that give is like zechi, which means acquire for him. All agree that if it's beneficial for the recipient, he cannot retract. The Gemara answers, our Mishnah discusses the one who said zechi, this gets for my wife, zechi, this gets shichu for my slave. Lavshen masnifa amakein lefi shezochin el adam shelo b'fanav ve'en chavin la adam ele b'fanav. And the wording of our Mishnah supports is because it says zochin to a person not in front of him ve'en chavin la adam ele b'fanav. Rav Meir omer chivuhu ben leze ben leze v'avonin amrin zechusu le'eved v'chivuhi le'isha. Rav Meir says this is chus both for a wife and a slave. Rav Meir says it's a chus for a slave, but it's a chayiv for a wife. Well, think about it. If he was a slave of an officer, meaning that he lived very well, and it's a chayv for the slave. And the Talmidim asked, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, think about it, that if she was the wife of someone with a skin disease, then it's a schus for the woman to go free. And to answer these questions, well, one who sells his slave without the slave's knowledge, perhaps he's not sold. Freedom is beneficial. Losing the permission to eat truma is a chayiv. Since the master can disqualify him from truma without shechur, then it's not considered a chayiv. Freedom is only a schus, and one who divorces his wife by a shliach without her knowledge, is she divorced? I mean, since he has no other way to make her lose being fed, divorce is not pure schus even for the wife of someone with a skin disease. Vipnei shehu kenyanai, and the Mishnah said it's because he is his acquisition that the slave eats truma. Amavi Avin kenyanahu shisei loihu poisloi mina truma. But Avin says the Chama answered that he is his acquisition. Can he not disqualify him from truma even without shichur? Therefore, there's not a reason to consider freedom to be a chayv.